Hey guys, welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. And if you do follow this podcast, you probably already know that this might actually be my last consistent episode. So this is the 10th episode for season 2. So I made about 20 episodes in total, season 1 and 2. And this is the 20th one, and I'm thinking of making this my last sort of, I'm not saying completely like bye to podcasting, because I'm pretty sure I might come back maybe later down the road, but for now I will not be uploading a podcast every Monday, and I'll let you guys know on when, if I do upload a podcast, I will definitely share it. So I made this decision because I'm actually going to study and I'm gonna start school, so I might be preoccupied with that. It's not so it's nothing like grand, but it's just like a certificate course that I want to take, and I just wanna focus on that. And maybe if I have time and if I really miss doing podcasting again, I'll come back. So that's that for the intro. That was a pretty long intro. But today, since it would be my last episode for season 2, I wanted to talk about how to live a happier life. So I know there's a lot of books and podcasts about living a happier life, but this one is particularly something I've learned through my experience and what makes me happy in particular. So let's get started. So the first one is, I know that like keeping fit is pretty important for me because I used to be a model, and maybe I do it time to time still, not as consistent as before, but so keeping this image and this fit body was sort of important to me. And what I used to do is I used to count calories back in the day, and recently I also wanted to get back in shape, like better shape than I am now. So I started like counting my calories, and it became like an obsession, and it wasn't really great for me. Like mentally, I was, you know, getting obsessed with food in a sort of a way. I'm already kind of obsessed with food, like, but it wasn't really helping me, and I was stressing about what I was eating and how much I was eating and weighing like the things I eat, and it wasn't making me happy. It was making me miserable. And now I don't count my calories at all. I just eat whatever I want. I just try to portion how much I eat, and it has made my relationship with food so much better. And now, like, before, when I used to count my calories, I would do cheat days, and in those cheat days I would eat so much food and to the point where I'm so full but I'm just stuffing myself because I think that this would be my last day and I have to go back to like counting calories and cutting my portions. So yeah, so now I just eat what I want when I want, and I don't have this urge to just stuff my face with food endlessly. I mean, I do have it time to time because of PMS, but that's just something different. So yeah, don't count your calories, enjoy what you eat, because I believe that eating is a big part of like a happy life. Especially for me, eating is probably like 60-70% of what makes me happy. So yeah, don't count your calories. The next thing is, let go when it comes to arguments. Now, I've learned this, especially after getting married, that you don't have to win arguments all the time. Like, you know, it's not the point. That's not the point. Like, don't expect yourself to win, and don't think of it like winning or losing. So when I used to have a boyfriend, I would literally write down everything he says that I think is wrong. And while we're arguing, I would have a notepad and I would write like number one, like, and then whatever he said that I feel like wasn't correct, I would write it down. And I didn't understand why that annoyed my exes, but now that I think about it, I get it, because you're not focusing on like what that person is trying to say. You're not really listening. You're just trying to get information so you can talk. Like basically you're not listening and you're not trying to communicate with that person and you're walled up with your own thoughts and what you want to say, and you're just writing those things down so you could win this argument. And after marriage, I realized that, you know what, losing is actually winning. And I didn't get this until I married someone. And my parents would always say, just, you know, like, let it go. Like, you know, actually, when you lose, you win. And I didn't understand that because I also was a little bit competitive. So I always wanted to win, especially with debates. I like debates. And in high school, I loved debate class. So for me, it was always like, okay, you say this, I say this, and you say that, I say this. And I actually would think about the things that I would say, and I put myself in situations in my head, and I think about what I would say back to that person. And it's really weird, but I don't know if you guys are like me or if I'm just weird like that, but I do that. And I realized that within a relationship, whether it be husband and wife or mother and daughter, son and father and son, whatever relationship, just let it go. Like, don't nitpick. And, you know, the best thing is just to say sorry, give them a hug, and really listen to what that person is saying. Because sometimes you think you're listening, but you're not, because you're thinking about what to say back to that person. What, like, completely 100% great listening is when you're not thinking about anything, but you're just focusing on what that person is saying. So that's what I learned, because honestly, until this point, I always listen to someone, but I'm already thinking about what I would say. So I wasn't really listening. So yeah, learn to communicate properly and just let go when it comes to arguments. It's not a big deal. It's not worth risking your relationship with that person. So the next thing that makes me happy or has made my life happier is just not stressing too much about what goes on online. And now, because of COVID and because of the stay-at-home rules, we are online a lot more than we used to be. And being online was really, like, all the time is really stressful, because you see these pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, on, you know, all kinds of social media, TikTok, whatever. And you compare yourself with that person, with that influencer. And you say, like, I don't have this and I don't have that. Like, I want to have a better body shape. I want to be as pretty as her. I want to take those travel photos. I want to look like that. And I want to look like this. And I want to buy this product. I want to buy that product. And there's so much things that you put yourself into that stresses you out. And I used to be like this. I used to care about what people say on my Instagram, on my Facebook, what people comment. It would hurt me, and like, I would fight with people online, even on Facebook, even with like my like circle of friends or people that I actually know. Like, we have debates on, I mean, I'm not saying debates are bad, but it got to a point where I got really emotional about it, and I took it very like personal. And you know, it's a very common thing where people debate on Facebook about politics, religion, and what's happening. But for me, what made me happier was when I stopped doing that, when I stopped commenting on people's posts, when I stopped like minding what other people say, what, you know, what haters put on the comments. And I just stopped. And if you've seen my Instagram, you can see that I used to post so much before, like almost every day or even like thrice a day, I would post pictures on my Instagram. But now, like, it's very rare that I post, and usually my posting is about like my podcasts and stuff. And so, yeah, I just try to not stress about what goes online. And also, just to be honest with you all, I used to have a lot more followers, but now I lost a lot of followers. And I used to take that very personally. Like, I used to think like, okay, people hate me, I became ugly, like I'm worthless. And those negative thoughts just went on in my head looking at those numbers. And honestly, like, what are those numbers? Why is that so important? How many followers you have? It's not important. Like, I read this post about, you know, Jesus only had 12 followers, you know, and Hitler had, you know, a lot more. So I shouldn't stress too much about what goes online. And, you know, try just to step away from it. If you want to be online, you could just probably watch a movie or something like that, or watch puppy videos like what I do. But just do the things that make you happy and don't stress about what people say and what they post. It's like, you know, let them fight and debate, whatever. But if that stresses you out, you should stop, like me. I mean, if you enjoy it and it doesn't stress you out and it makes you happy, then yeah, by all means, you know, just do it. But for me personally, it did affect my emotions. So the next thing that made me happy or makes me happy is learning to enjoy breaking the rules. So I'm a very obsessive person. I have rules for myself. Like, I should drink this much water. I should do this at this time. And I schedule sometimes myself, even if I'm staying home, like, okay, you are gonna eat lunch at this time and you're gonna wash the dishes at this time. And I am like that. I don't know if you follow the Myers-Briggs like personality thing, but I am an INTJ, just to share. And I like schedules. I like following schedules. I like having like exact things to do at exact times. And if I break it, I feel bad. I feel awful. And I feel like I'm such a bad person. And, you know, that stressed me out so much that I started doing things that like was in my schedule, but I broke it. And I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna just lay in the bed today and not feel bad. Or I'm just gonna drink wine at like 2 p.m. And it was okay. Like, just enjoy like breaking the rules, especially if these rules stress you out and if you feel bad for not doing them. Yeah, just break it. And it's okay once in a while to, you know, just lie down and do nothing. Don't feel bad about not being productive, because I used to feel like that. Like, I used to feel like, okay, I wasn't productive at all today. I was supposed to read a chapter of the book I'm reading, but I didn't, and I felt like shit. But yeah, it's once in a while, it's okay. It's good to break rules. So the next thing that makes me happy is, maybe it's because I am an introvert, I love spending the day with myself. Like, just the whole entire day by myself with like no one, not even people to chat with online and message. Just like all by myself. I know this sounds weird, maybe especially for extroverts looking at me like, oh, you're so antisocial. But if you're an introvert like me, you would get it. And so doing what I want for the whole day, not minding anyone, forgetting my responsibilities for a whole day, just doing what I enjoy. And it could be even doing nothing, right? So yeah, I enjoy spending the day with myself, and this makes me very happy. The next thing is something that we all know but we don't do, is enjoying the small things. Now, there's so many books about enjoying the little things, and also just don't sweat on the small stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of books that tell you and remind you that the small things are the things that make you happy. But we don't really do it in everyday life. We just think about all the things that are wrong, and we nitpick on those things. And we just, you know, it's good to have goals and good to be better and good to look forward to the future, but also it's good to enjoy the moment. And for me personally, what are the small things? I list down some of the small things that I actually enjoy, and it could be like jokes with my family, like inside jokes with your friend. And that just makes me smile, and thinking about those things and memories actually puts a smile on my face. Another thing is, like I said, good food, like the foods that I enjoy, my comfort food. Sometimes when I order a dish and it's so good, it makes me really happy. And these are the small things that I should be enjoying in everyday life. Also, nice weather. For me, nice weather is different. Like, for everyone, what is a nice weather could be different. And I know most people think that having a nice sunny day is nice weather, but for me personally, I like rainy days. And for me, when it rains, that's considered nice weather. I know it's a little bit weird, so when people say, oh, it's so, the weather is so nice, and I'm like, okay, it's too sunny, I don't like it. And for me, that's not the definition. So everyone has their own definition of what, you know, nice and good could be. So I like the sound of raindrops, and I like seeing rain fall. It just gives me so much peace. And the perfect moment is when I have a hot cup of coffee and I'm just looking outside and I'm looking at the rainfall and I'm listening to those raindrops. It just makes me so happy. Another thing is the smell of coffee. Oh my God. I love brewing like coffee in my house, and I love it when the smell of coffee just spreads through the house and just gives me a really good high. And another one is having a good photo. Like if my husband takes my photo and it turns out really good and I look really good, it makes me happy. So just try to list down the small things that you enjoy in life and just read them out when you feel like shit. So this is another thing that makes me happy, the small things. So the last but not the least is just going with the flow. Now, you hear this often too, but what it means to me is just doing the things that make you happy, like not going against the flow. If the flow is coming, if there are hurdles, just go with it. Like, you know, everyone goes through hardships, everyone goes through stress. It's part of life. Like, life would not be as exciting if you didn't have stress. And it's actually bad to not feel stressed. Like, you need a certain amount of stress in your life to make it exciting. And just realize that. Just realize that this is part of life and, you know, it's inevitable. Also, don't worry about the consequences. Like, if I do this or if I don't do this, this is gonna happen. Like, just don't think about what's gonna happen or not gonna happen, right? Just live in that moment. Just go with the flow. Another is, this is what I do sometimes now. I pretend that I'll die tomorrow and try to do the things that I was scared to do or I didn't want to do because of the consequences that might follow. So living like really in the moment. And listening to your heart. I think listening to your heart is one of the most important things. So with this podcast as well, I was super scared to do it in the beginning because of the consequences. Like, what if people find out that I stutter a lot, or I say a lot, or I say like a lot, which is all true. And what if they find me boring? It could be true and probably is to a few people. And so a lot of these, like, things stopped me because I was scared of the things that might happen or might not happen. And I just said, like, you know what? I'll just do what I want. Who cares if I have one listener? Like I said in the beginning, like, I don't care. Like, this is not for anyone. It's basically for myself because talking about it is very therapeutic. And if you've been wanting to do a podcast, just do it. If there's only one listener, who cares? Like, at least you have someone that listens to you, right? So just do the things and listen to your heart. Like, it's okay to give up. And I have talked about this before, but just do the things that make you smile. And I think this is the tip that I have, the tips that I have for living a happier life. It's not much and it's something you've already heard, but personally, making this list and writing it down actually reminded me how blessed I am and how happy I am. You know, I always think that happiness will come, but happiness is right now in this moment, and you need to live in this moment and not think about your past or your future. So this would be my last episode for season 2. Hopefully I will see you guys in season 3. It won't be as consistent as what I've been doing every Monday, but yeah, I will update you. And thank you so much for all the support that you have given me. It really made me feel like I, you know, I still have supporters, even though they're not as much as before. I know that these people are the people that really, really care about me. So thank you so much. If you have been listening to my podcast or you just tuned in, it doesn't matter. I'm just happy that you're here listening to me, and I'm happy that I'm healthy and I'm doing what I love. And I hope you can do the same too. Thank you so much, and bye.